Here we uncover the traditions that are working for successful parents. For the parents who are ready to do things differently but aren't sure how, go to WandaHoward.com and download my free blueprint. It will help you create the difference you've been looking for and enable your kids to be emotionally healthy and confident throughout their lives. Now is the time to start doing things differently.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Successful Parents Podcast. I'm your host, Wanda Howard, with my co-host,
Emery Howard.
Last time we had on Lorraine Connell, and she helps kids with leadership opportunities as well as building leadership skills. So it was very, very cool conversation of just the different opportunities out there and how we can help our kids that are interested in that, as well as building more confidence within them. So go back and listen if that is something that you could benefit from. Today, though, I wanted to talk a little bit more about one of the questions that I had on last week's show. And that was, sometimes Emery, she was a born leader. She loves talking and speaking, and she just loves helping people and being in front of people on big ideas and collaborating and moving things forward. But one of the questions that we had on the show was how do I phrase this? Emery has had times where she has a really cool and big idea that she wants to come into fruition. But when she's getting a team together and she's wanting to lead people in this, she has struggled with when they want to change her idea and she's less desiring to collaborate and more just wanting to help people know what they can do to make this happen. So how do we help our kids when this happens, when they have a big idea, their friends want to change it?
Help them get their way.
Help them get their way. But this is what I was going to say is being able to know the difference between when you're wanting to lead in collaboration and when you're wanting to lead in a project. So if you're wanting to lead in a project, to find people who love the why behind it. So if you have a big idea of creating, one of the ideas that Emery's had is businesses for kids and having kind of a group all together. So if that is an idea that you want and you don't really want it to be changed, it's not so much that you're wanting other people's input as much as you're wanting people to rally behind this idea, talk about the why of help kids develop this sense of understanding the why behind this desire. So that way they can express that why to their friends. And the more that they do that, the more they will find people who resonate with that why. So being able to say, I want to create this business idea for kids because I want to give more people more opportunity. I want them to be able to put the things that they're learning inside of school into action in their life. I want them to build confidence, or whatever your main why is, put that there and have that be the leading source of what you're telling people and of what you're telling your friends and what you're asking for people's input on. Or for their connection on, so that way they can support the idea you already have. And as you keep moving forward, I'm sure as a leader, you have questions, you have blind spots or gaps that you want solutions to, and you want people to give their input on. But if you are more in a space of, we've been given this assignment and we are needing to figure out what we're going to do with it, and it's more of a collaboration of a team, then being able to recognize that that's when you can start using the same power of why as a group of, why is this important to us? What do we want people to get out of this project? Why are we, why is this important to us beyond the grade or beyond the assignment itself? Like, why is it that we want, or what is it that we want to help people understand through this? And then when you pick the what of that you're helping convey through this project or this assignment, this group or this collaboration, then you're able to start asking people like, okay, well, if we're doing this because we want people to understand what really happened in history around, oh, I don't know.
1974.
Yeah, there you go. And if you're wanting to help people what happened there, and that's a good motivation for everybody in the group, then everyone can start picking like, oh, from 1974, I really liked how shop owners were doing this for their advertising, and I want to talk about the advertising piece and how this was affected during that time period. And then people can start to rally around that message. So really, with leadership skills and for kids and for adults too, the most valuable thing is understanding the messaging, understanding how to build a message, the why behind it, the what behind it. Because if there is a big why that like, this is super important to me, here's why, then it's, you want people supporting the idea you already have. And if it's a big what, like what we want to convey, then it's more of a collaboration of let's get together, let's make this happen so that we can help people understand what this is about. Anything so, that you want to add?
If you're a business person, that would be how to say things for what you want.
Yeah, the messaging, huh?
Yeah. Yep. It's all about the messaging.
Yep. And that's something that we're constantly learning in school. But also, I would say we have a great opportunity as parents to cultivate this skill set of messaging and the why and the what when, with the kids' emotions when they come to us with questions or concerns or frustrations, to ask them what happened, to ask them why this was frustrating, to ask them those questions, and letting them know too, like, okay, I want to, like, I understand what you're going through, but I want to hear it directly from you. I want to hear your mind go through it. I want to know where your mind is at right now when you're going through this problem, because that will help their own brains start to find patterns that they wouldn't be able to find elsewhere. So, and strengthen their hard skills of finding messaging and behind the projects that they're wanting to lead in. So that's everything that I think that we have for today, unless there's something you want to add, Emery.
No.
Okay. Well, we will see you all next week. Thank you for joining us. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you again for being a part of our podcast family and for the difference you are making right now in the world and in the walls of your own home. If you're wanting to support parents everywhere, you can do that by leaving a rate and review. This helps so many find connection and answers they are searching for. Also, don't forget to go to WandaHoward.com and get your own free parenting blueprint. I love you all, and we will see you next time.